أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إله الأولين والآخرين، وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى الأمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، welcome to another episode of our tafsir page by page, and inshallah ta'ala today we are on page number 70, which is in the fourth juz of Surah Ali Imran. In the previous episode, we are still speaking about the Battle of Uhud. And as you can see, this is a battle that is extremely important in this religion. Allah Azza wa Jalla has dedicated a number of pages and a number of verses in the Quran to this particular battle. In the previous episode, we mentioned Allah Azza wa Jalla spoke about one of the main reasons, or the main reason, for what took place on that day. And that is when those companions who were placed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be archers upon that mountain to protect the flank of the Muslims, they were swayed, or some of them were swayed, by what they saw taking place on the battlefield and the people taking war booty and so on, and they left their post. And that is something which then that act of disobedience turned into the loss that the Muslims suffered, and Allah Azza wa Jalla forgave them, as he mentioned in that verse. Today we begin with verse 153, which is the final verse on the previous page, page 69, and that is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إذ تصعدون ولا تلوون على أحد والرسول يدعوكم في أخراكم فأثابكم غما بغم لكي لا تحزنوا على ما فاتكم ولا ما أصابكم والله خبير بما تعملون. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, you fled without looking back whilst the messenger was calling out to you from behind, and Allah rewarded you with sorrow for sorrow. He has now forgiven you so that you may not grieve for what you missed or for what happened to you. Indeed, Allah is well aware of everything that you do. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and remember, meaning addressing the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who were with him on the battlefield of Uhud, he says, remember when you fled. As we said, when the Muslim army was being attacked from all directions by the Quraysh, the Muslims dispersed, their ranks dispersed, and they started to flee. A group of them, or a good number of them, fled from the battlefield, running in every and any direction in order to escape from that killing and from that fighting. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, so when you fled without looking back, meaning you weren't looking around, looking to see what's happening or who's where or what's going on, everyone was just fleeing for their own lives and for their own safety. وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ فِي أُخْرَاكُمْ. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was calling to you from behind, meaning that he was the one in the middle of that, or the heat of the battlefield. Like, he was the one in the middle of that battlefield being surrounded by those enemies, because all of them want to kill him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You're fleeing away and he's calling you and saying, come back to me, O servants of Allah, come back to me, O servants of Allah. And you're fleeing away from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not really listening, not really paying any attention. فَأَثَابَكُمْ غَمًّا بِغَمًّا. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, so therefore you were rewarded for this action with sorrow upon sorrow. Sorrow following sorrow. Sorrow that they weren't able to win on that battlefield, the battlefield of Uhud. Sorrow that they lost out on the war booty that would have come with that. Sorrow that a group of them, or a number of them, were lost in that battle, that they were martyred, that a group of the Muslims were injured, and a number of them were martyred, radiallahu anhum ajma'een. And then a greater sorrow when you started to hear the rumors, as a number of them did, of the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because that is, as we said before, that Allah Azza wa Jal gave that one of the rumors that was being spread on the day of Uhud was that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was killed on that day, that he had been killed. And so all of this is sorrow upon sorrow. One of the benefits, therefore, that we take is that when we turn away from Allah Azza wa Jal, or we disobey Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is much sorrow that takes place as a result, much harm that takes place as a result. Those repercussions and consequences we don't necessarily understand, but it can be stuff that we don't even really realize, that Allah Azza wa Jalla is removing from us certain types of barakah and blessing, that Allah Azza wa Jalla is putting hardship in our way, that certain reward is being missed, that certain opportunities that would have come to you otherwise are now missing you by, and so on and so forth. All of these things happen as a result. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, however, Allah Azza wa Jalla gave to you forgiveness, meaning that those sorrows upon sorrows could have become extremely difficult, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped you from His mercy, from His grace, from His bounty subhanahu wa ta'ala, that therefore, لِكَيْ لَا تَحْزَنُوا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ, that you will not grieve for what you missed. Meaning that victory that you missed, the war booty that you missed, it wasn't something which you grieved for. وَلَا مَا أَصَابَكُمْ, and even that which happened to you wouldn't become such a major thing, meaning from the deaths that you suffered, from the injuries that you suffered, from all of these things that you suffered, once you realize that the Prophet ﷺ was still there. It could have been far, far worse, essentially is what Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying. Yes, you suffered in terms of loss, you suffered in terms of missing out on victory, you suffered in terms of injuries, but the greatest calamity that would have befallen you on that day would have been the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed you that he's still living, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was safe upon that day, that then made all of these other sorrows dissipate and made them become very and extremely less. وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ, and indeed Allah Azza wa Jal is well aware of that which you are doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then in verse 154, which is the first verse on page number 70, Allah Azza wa Jal then says, ثُمَّ أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُم مِّن بَعْدِ الْغَمِّ أَمَنَةً نُعَاسًا يَغْشَى طَائِفَةً مِّنْكُمْ وطائفة قد أهمتهم أنفسهم يظنون بالله غير الحق ظن الجاهلية يقولون هل لنا من الأمر من شيء قل إن الأمر كله لله يخفون في أنفسهم ما لا يبدون لك يقولون لو كان لنا من الأمر شيء ما قتلنا هاهنا قل لو كنتم في بيوتكم لبرز الذين كتب عليهم القتل إلى مضاجعهم وليبتلي الله ما في صدوركم وليمحص ما في قلوبكم والله عليم بذات الصدور. Allah Azza wa Jal says that after sorrow, He caused calm to descend upon you, a sleep that overtook some of you. Another group, caring only for themselves, entertained false thoughts about Allah, thoughts more appropriate to pagan ignorance, and said, do we get a say in any of this? The Prophet, tell them, O Prophet, everything to do with this affair is in Allah's hands. They conceal in their hearts things that they will not reveal to you. They say, if we had our say in this, none of our brethren would have been killed here. Tell them, even if you had resolved to stay at home, those who were destined to be killed would still have gone out to meet their deaths. Indeed, Allah did this in order to test everything within you and in order to prove what is in your hearts. Indeed, Allah knows your innermost thoughts very well. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is that after the defeat that took place, or after the hardship and the calamity that struck the Muslims on that day, the sorrow that Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the previous verse, ثُمَّ أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُم مِّن بَعْدِ الْغَمِّ, after that sorrow, Allah Azza wa Jal caused to descend upon you أَمَنَةً نُعَاسٍ يَغْشَى طَائِفَةً مِّنْكُمْ, a sleep and a calm that descended over some of you. So you can imagine the sorrow on that day of loss, of calamity, of defeat, of so many things that would have caused hardship upon the believers and upon their hearts. From the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla is that He caused them to have a calm descend upon them and a slumber, a nap, a nu'as. A nu'as is a very light sleep that overcomes a person, that gives to them a sense of calm and it gives to them a sense of steadfastness. That is from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this was given to the believers who remained firm and strong with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that day. And Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions this in a number of battles. He mentions it here in the Battle of Uhud, and it's also mentioned in the Battle of Badr, that Allah Azza wa Jalla gave to them nu'as. And that is a calmness that comes over the Muslims. You can imagine the terror, the nerves, you know, the adrenaline that's pushing through a person if they're standing on a battlefield ready to fight for their lives. From the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla is that He gave calmness and tranquility to the believers by way of this type of sleep. it is mentioned in a number of ahadith, such as, for example, the narration of Anas radiallahu anhu, that he says that Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu says that he saw himself on that day dozing on one of those battlefields, either Badr or Uhud, I forget which one now, dozing to the extent that he felt that his sword would fall from his hand. That is the level of calmness that came over them so that they would be able to go and then fight in the way that was pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that shows to you that therefore that Allah azza wa jal gave to them security and serenity. Because someone who's in a state of terror, of panic, of fear, can't sleep. You can't sleep if you're terrified. You can't sleep if you're in a state of panic, in a state of terror. But if you're calm, if you're someone that feels secure, if you're someone that has tranquility, then it's possible for you to nap and to sleep in this way. And those are the people that Allah Azza wa Jal favored on that day. But then there was another group, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَطَائِفَةٌ قَدْ أَهَمَّتْهُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, and then there was another group that was caring only for themselves. يَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ ظَنَّ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. They were entertaining false thoughts about Allah, thoughts more appropriate to the ways of jahiliyyah, to the ways of pagan ignorance. And these are the people that stayed away from the battlefield. These are the people that turned away with a third of the army, the hypocrites, those people who turned away from supporting Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those are the people that Allah azza wa jal says that even though they weren't on the battlefield, they already struck with that type of fear and terror and panic in their hearts. They're not even there on the battlefield. They turned away, but they're still afraid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they said, يَقُولُونَ هَلْ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. They said, do we get a say in any of this? Do we get a say in any of this? Meaning that if they had listened to us, if they had followed us, then we wouldn't be in this situation now where a number of these people have died, a number of them have injured, all of these things that took place on that day. Had we had a say, then things would have been different. Say to them in response, Allah Azza wa Jal says to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَمْرَ كُلَّهُ لِلَّهِ. Say to them that all of the affair is in Allah's hand. Allah's hands. Allah is the one who decreed this. Whether you had been there or not, whether they had listened to you or not, it would have only taken place in the way that Allah Azza wa Jal had commanded and decreed. And so Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala decreed on that day that the people amongst the Muslim ranks, those people that were martyred, would have been martyred. Hamza, Mus'ab ibn Umair, Julaybib, Hanzala, these companions radiallahu anhum, and many more besides, and their names are written today. If you go to the battlefield of Uhud, you will see a list of their names as is recorded from the books of Seerah. Those companions radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they died on that day because Allah decreed that it would be so. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was injured on that day because Allah had decreed that it would be so. The Muslims suffered what they suffered because Allah decreed that is what would have been on that day. قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَمْرَ كُلَّهُ لِلَّهِ. Say to them that indeed all of the affair belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the one who decides, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these people don't have iman in their hearts. They don't have faith. They don't have certainty. They don't have belief. And because of that, Allah Azza wa Jal says, يُخْفُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا لَا يُبْدُونَ لَكَ. They conceal in their hearts things that they will not reveal to you. What they have in their hearts is worse than that which they say to you. What they truly think, the enmity that they hold for you and your religion, is far worse than that which they actually say. يَقُولُونَ, Allah Azza wa Jal continues, يَقُولُونَ لَوْ كَانَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٍ مَا قُتِلْنَاهَا هُنَا. They say that if we had a say in this, then none of these people would have been killed here. Meaning, had you listened to us, had you listened to us that we don't go, don't fight, don't stay away, save yourselves, run away, like we were saved, meaning those hypocrites, they didn't fight, so therefore they weren't killed, then likewise these people wouldn't have been killed had you listened to us as well. And that is the way of the people of no iman, or weak iman, or very little iman. And that is that they think that they can save themselves from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using the materialistic means at their disposal. Stay at home, stay away from danger, don't do it, and you'll be saved. But they don't know the reality of the world around them. Each and every single one of us can attest to the fact that there are people who are extremely healthy, people who are young, people who exercise every single day, and some of those people still die. And there's no real explanation. We don't really know, a brain aneurysm, a heart attack, whatever happens. We've seen people, sports professionals, on the field of sports that they're playing in, and they collapse, and they some of them die, or some of them have major health issues and scares. And there are people who day in, day out are training, eating healthy, looking after themselves and living a healthy lifestyle. But if Allah Azza wa Jal decrees that someone will die, they will die at whatever time and place Allah Azza wa Jal has decreed. So these people are saying that had they listened to us, they would have been saved. Had they listened to us, they would have been okay. But they don't know the reality of the situation. And that is that death doesn't wait for anything. When Allah's time comes, the appointed time that Allah has placed, when that time comes, nothing can save a person. Nothing can take away death from the moment that Allah Azza wa Jal has decreed that it will come in. And so that is why Allah Azza wa Jal then says, قُلْ لَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ لَبَرَزَ الَّذِينَ كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَتْلُ إِلَى مَضَاجِعِهِمْ. Tell them that even if you had resolved to stay at home, then those who were destined to be killed would still have gone out to meet their deaths, or deaths would have come to them, even upon their own beds. That is what Allah Azza wa Jal is saying. That if you tell these people that even if you were to remain at home, and Allah had decreed death upon you, death would come to you, would find you a way to you, even within your own homes. As Allah Azza wa Jal says elsewhere in the Quran, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ. Wherever you are, death will come to you. Even if you're in a fortified castle, even if you're holding yourself and hiding yourself in a fortified castle, you're away, you've locked every single door and window. No one is allowed to come in, no one is allowed to leave. You've safeguarded yourself from every physical danger that you can possibly encounter or imagine. Death can still come to you. And that is why you find the stories in the books of biographies and in the books of Zuhud and Raqa'iq and so on. You find within our tradition stories of how death came to people in certain ways and in certain places and times that they never imagined. That is the way that Allah Azza wa Jal decrees. Sometimes you have a young, healthy child that has no illness, nothing, and Allah Azza wa Jal decrees that they will die. Some people die in their sleep, some people die as they're walking, some people die as they're traveling in modes of transportation. Allah Azza wa Jal decrees for people different things. And then there are other people who are extremely sick and old and frail, and they live for over 100 years. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who decrees this. As we know, the Prophet told us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when Allah Azza wa Jal commands the angel to blow life into the child in the womb, it is commanded to write a number of things. And from those things that it is commanded to write is the ajal, the lifespan of that child. Every single one of us has that lifespan that is written for us. That lifespan, as Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When that appointed time comes, it is not delayed by a moment, nor is it brought forward by a moment. If Allah doesn't decree you to die on this day, you cannot die. And if Allah decrees that you will die upon this day, then nothing can save you from that death. That is what these hypocrites didn't understand. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jal says that death will come to you even if you're in your homes. وَلِيَبْتَلِيَ اللَّهُ مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ وَلِيُمَحِّصَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal says that Allah did this so that He may test everything within you, meaning in your hearts, and that He may prove, that He may test what is within you and prove what is in your hearts. Allah Azza wa Jal does this to determine, as we said before, and to discern between those who are true in faith and those who are not, so that the evidence is established upon them. Allah knows the reality. Allah knows who is the true believer from the untrue believer, the sincere from the insincere believer, but so that it may be known and that it may be apparent, and that no one can come on the day of judgment and say, "Oh Allah, you oppressed me. Oh Allah, you cheated me. Oh Allah, you didn't give me a fair chance. Oh Allah, you don't know. Maybe I would have done this or done that." Allah makes it clear. You were in that situation, you turned away, you fled, you weren't part of the army. This is what you said, this is what you thought. And Allah Azza wa Jal likewise purifies the believers in this way, as we've said before. He expiates their sins and He raises them in station. Wallahu alimun bidhati sudur. And indeed Allah knows what is in the hearts of people. In the next verse, in verse number 155, Allah Azza wa Jal then says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا مِنْكُمْ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ بِبَعْضِ مَا كَسَبُوا وَلَقَدْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. As for those of you who turned away on the day the two armies met in battle, it was Shaytan who caused them to slip through some of their actions. Indeed Allah has now pardoned them. Indeed Allah is of forgiving, most forbearing. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that on the day that those two armies met in battle, meaning the day of Uhud, so you got the Muslim army and you got the army of the Quraysh. Some of you turned away, meaning those people who fled from the battlefield, they turned away. It is Shaytan who caused them to slip because of their actions. And this is what we've said before, Shaytan is waiting for every moment, every opportunity. And Shaytan causes people to slip in different ways. And often the reason for that is because of the sins that we've committed, بِبَعْضِ مَا كَسَبُوا, because of that which you earned by yourselves, because of your deeds. And so when we mentioned a few episodes ago that passage of this surah in relation to the Battle of Uhud, in which Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us to stay away from taking riba, usually an interest of عَافًا مُضَاعَفًا, double and redoubled, because as we said before, some of the scholars said that the wisdom of that verse here in the context of the Battle of Uhud is because major sins are one of the causes of calamity. And major sins are one of the reasons why Shaytan comes and he trips us up. So yes, that calamity will come to you because Allah Azza wa Jalla wants to test you. But Allah wants to see the way that you will react. And the more major sins that you have, the more disobedience that you have, the more likely it is that Shaytan can overpower you. Shaytan can whisper to you. Shaytan can make you step and turn away from Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the less that you have of those sins, the more that you're engaged in tawbah, seeking Allah's forgiveness and repentance, then the less power that Shaytan has over you, because your heart is stronger and more attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that those groups of people that fled, it is because Shaytan overpowered them because of some of the sins that they had, and Allah forgave them. وَلَقَدْ عَفَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. Indeed, Allah has now pardoned them. Indeed, Allah is of forgiving, most forbearing. In verse 156, Allah Azza wa Jalla then says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَقَالُوا لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ إِذَا ضَرَبُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَوْ كَانُوا غُزًّا لَوْ كَانُوا عِندَنَا مَا مَاتُوا وَمَا قُتِلُوا لِيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ حَسْرَةً فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ.
Allah Azza wa Jalla says, O you who believed, do not be like those who disbelieved and said of their brothers who went out on a journey or a raid, if only they had stayed with us, they would not have died or been killed. For Allah will make such thoughts a source of anguish in their hearts. Indeed, it is Allah who gives life and death. Indeed, Allah sees everything that you do. Allah Azza wa Jalla forbids in this verse the believers from being like the disbelievers and the hypocrites. Don't be like those people who, when someone goes out on the earth or they go out, they say, when they go out on a journey or they go out on a raid, they say, those people, had they been with us, they would never have died. Had they stayed back with us, they would never have died. We know that the Prophet ﷺ sent the companions on a number of expeditions, on a number of military expeditions. And a number of them were killed. They died upon those expeditions in a number of battles that the Prophet ﷺ himself fought in. There were companions who died and they were killed. Even on the day of the Battle of Badr, where the Muslims had a resounding victory, there were some companions who died on that day. Some companions died on the day of the Battle of Badr. And so that's something which took place in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The disbelievers are like those people who say, if only they had stayed home, if only they hadn't fought, if only they hadn't gone out, they would have been okay. But the believers are those people who don't make those statements. They know that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who will grant them whatever He pleases subhanahu wa ta'ala, that everything is in the decree of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And that's why you find on that day of the Battle of Uhud, companions who went out knowing that they were going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that most likely they want to come back home. From amongst them was the father of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu. His father's name is Abdullah ibn Haram radiallahu anhu, from the companions of the Ansar. Jabir says that my father said to me as he was setting out, because Jabir was too young to take place or to fight in that battle. His father said, and Jabir was his only son. He had a number of daughters, a wife and a son. And he had debt upon him, Jabir's father. Jabir said that my father said to me that I think that I'm not going to return this day from the battlefield. So look after my family, meaning your sisters, your mother, and look after my debts that I have left now in your care. And he went out and he fought, and he was from amongst those 70 that were martyred, radiallahu anhum ajma'in. And so the companions, there were two types of people, those who feared death and those who thought that they would be able to escape from them. those types of people from the hypocrites and the disbelievers, and then you had the people who were the firm believers in Allah Azza wa Jal, and the people who believed and trusted their affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal says that Allah Azza wa Jal will make those thoughts a source of anguish in the hearts of those people, those disbelievers, for indeed it is Allah who gives life and death. Allah decrees life and death, and Allah sees everything that you do. In verse 157, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلَئِن قُتِلْتُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوْ مُتْتُمْ لَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, whether you are killed for Allah's cause or you die, then Allah's forgiveness and mercy are better than anything else that people amass. Meaning that even if this is to be your end, this is to be your reality, and you were to go and fight alongside the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you were to die upon that battlefield, or you were to be killed upon that battlefield, then you have Allah's forgiveness and Allah's mercy and Allah's reward, and those are better than that which other people amass and gather. People want life because they want to gather wealth. They want life because they want land and property. They want life because they want the luxuries and the beauties of this world. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that those people who want what Allah has in store for them, His mercy, His forgiveness, His reward, for them, it doesn't make a difference for them. It is equal, it is the same, and they would rather have that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has prepared for them. In the final verse that we will take, which is actually the first verse of the next page, page 71, but it's connected, so we will take this inshallah ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in verse 158, وَلَئِن مُتْتُمْ أَوْ قُتِلْتُمْ لَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. Whether you die or you are killed, it is to Allah that you will be gathered. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that you will go to eventually. And then depending on how you behaved, your beliefs, your actions, your words, your statements, Allah Azza wa Jal will hold you to account. Whether you die naturally or you die because you are killed in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Allah you return, and Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who will hold you to account. And with that, we come to the end of today's episode. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He keeps us steadfast upon this religion, that He showers His mercy and forgiveness upon us. Barakallahu feekum wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.